Travel World.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report. The Radisson Seven Seas cruise ships have been awarded many honors as the world's best small cruise line. Travel World's Melanie Reffes sailed the Caribbean on the Radisson Diamond.
You're right, Stephen. The Radisson Diamond is definitely a big award winner. In fact, last year, I was given the Best Small Cruise Line prize by Travel and Leisure magazine, which is apparently quite impressive and, as I found out, pretty worthy. It's interesting with the Diamond because it's a small ship. You know, we've all seen those Carnival and Princess ships, those booze cruises, as they like to call them. They have, if you can imagine, 3,000 people on board. And the Radisson Diamond just has 350 guests, and that means a 2-to-1 staff ratio. So the staff is all over you, which, you know, as they like to tell you, is a lot of pampering on the high seas. It also has something really unique, too, which is called a twin hull design, and it's the only one in the world. And what it does is it actually gets rid of seasickness. I don't know the technology or anything behind it, but it kind of works. It's got two big twin hulls in the front, and you don't feel all the waves. So for any of us novice cruise takers like me, it's really nice to take something that's a twin hull so you don't have to pack a whole lot of Dramamine with you. It's an amazing-looking ship. They've got 175 ocean view staterooms, so just imagine how spectacular that is. And you can virtually disappear on it. There's so much stuff to do. Any of our listeners taking that, by the way, ask for Goodrun or Fabrizio, if you can imagine. Those are the two who call the shots on the Radisson Diamond. Tell them you got a big hello from Travel World, and you'll definitely have a fabulous time on the high seas.
For more information on the Radisson Seven Seas cruises, call them at 1-800-285-1835 or check out their website at www.rssc.com. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
Travel World will continue.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Travel World.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report, speaking with travel writers Doug and Maury, who live in the quaint Victorian village of Knowlton in the heart of Quebec's eastern townships in Canada. When you guys are out and about in the townships, which are your favorite places to eat and stay?
Well, Stephen, our number one place to eat and sleep is at home, but we don't have room for all your listeners, so we've scouted out some places that are like home away from home. Down the road is the Lakeview Inn with elegant Victorian decor, a four-diamond restaurant, and an authentic English pub.
And at the edge of town, La Belle Escapade offers three-star bed and breakfast accommodations at a more modest price. New owners have restored its old-time charm with all the amenities.
To the southeast, where picturesque villages like North Hatley and Ayerscliff border the shores of Lake Massawippi, are three award-winning inns. Hovey Manor in North Hatley gets 5 stars. The main house with its broad veranda and white pillars was inspired by George Washington's home in Mount Vernon, Virginia. Nearby Hatley Inn's fine dining boasts 5 diamonds from both the Canadian and American Automobile Associations. Ripple Cove Inn enjoys stunning lakeside views from a peninsula at the south end of Lake Massawippi in the sleepy hamlet of Ayerscliff.
Let's not forget our favorite restaurant, La Vieille Bouche, just outside of Mansonville. If you call in advance, host Louis Veillon will create a special table d'hôte menu just for you. I'm particularly fond of his skinless duck breast. He serves it rosé, European style, the thin slices of slightly pink meat glazed with a light fruit gravy.
I don't much like vegetables, but his artichoke hearts and phyllo pastry are kind of neat.
That's right. Nobody does vegetables like La Vieille Bouche. It's smack in the middle of nowhere, but we think it's worth tracking down.
With a full tank of gas and a GPS locator, you shouldn't have any trouble. If all else fails, just ask the friendly folks in the village of Mansonville. They'll point you in the right direction.
Call 1-800-263-1086. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
This has been a NASCOR marketing production.